Transfer window is officially closed. West Ham have signed four new players on the final day. Manchester United have broken the record for the most expensive teenager in football history. The 19-year-old striker Anthony Martial has completed his move from Monaco for £36 million. That deal means more money's been spent in England than ever before in a single transfer window, now £862 million. Before that Martial move, which came late on the final day, the biggest deal of deadline day came on the south coast. Southampton spending £11.5 million on Virgil van Dijk from Celtic. West Ham have been very busy signing four players. They are Barcelona's Alex Song on a season-long loan. He's joined by ex-Chelsea man Victor Moses, also on a year-long loan. Permanent, they've signed Croatia forward Nikica Jelovic from Hull. That's a two-year deal for around £2 million. And he could be joined up front by Mikhail Antonio, who comes in on a four-year deal. The forward scored 15 goals for Nottingham Forest last season. Chelsea didn't get John Stones, but they've signed two new defenders, with Michael Hector signing from Reading for £4 million, the Jamaican. And Papi Djilobodji has also moved to Stamford Bridge from Nantes for just under £3 million, also a defender. No further move for John Stones. Roberto Martinez, in the meantime, strengthening his defensive options by bringing in Ramiro Funes Mori from the Argentine club River Plate for £9.5 million. Watford have made additions, three of them, with Adeline Guidiora joining from Crystal Palace after two loan spells last season. The Colombian international Victor Ibarbo moves on loan from Cagliari, along with this man, Obi Uolare, the Belgian striker joining on a five-year deal from Bruges. Striker Glenn Murray's left Palace to sign a three-year deal at Bournemouth. Busy summer at Villa has seen Jolyon Lescott become the club's 11th new addition, moving from West Brom. Meanwhile, West Brom's Saido Berahino appears to be threatening to go on strike after his potential move to Spurs did not go through. West Brom rejected four bids to take him to Tottenham, two of them coming on deadline day. He clearly wanted to join Spurs because he took to social media to voice his displeasure with West Brom's hard bargaining chairman, Jeremy Peace. Here's what he tweeted. Sad how I can't say exactly how the club has treated me, but I can officially say I will never play for Jeremy Peace. We think that does mean play for Jeremy Peace ever again. Spurs' Emmanuel Adebayo are also appearing to have been left out in the cold. He had talks with West Ham, but couldn't get a move over the line on deadline day. Reported the player wanted the remainder of his multi-million pounds contract fully paid up. And deadline day wouldn't be complete without a player flying in for a last-minute deal by helicopter. This was Nathan Dyer arriving at Leicester's training ground. The helicopter belongs to the Leicester Thai owners ahead of a loan move from Swansea. And for more on all those stories and the rest of the news from deadline day, there are lots of deals. You can keep up to date on Sky Sports News HQ.